Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Season 2, baby. I bet listeners missed my wonderful hosting voice.
She's been resurrected.
She's back.
back from the dead.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Yeah, Jasmine, how does it feel to be back in the rightful position of the host?
I had to edit the first half of the podcast. It felt so wrong to hear Roya do it. And especially when she went, season 2, baby.
It wasn't right. You don't say it like that.
But yeah, I'm back.
Did you enjoy...
Jasmine, where were you?
Oh yeah, where were you? Answer that
Should
first.
We keep it a secret or should I just spill the beans?
Spill it.
I don't know where you were.
I went to my family friend's cottage.
Oh yeah, yeah. I knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you told me about tubing. Also, how did you like Miriam at mine episode?
I found it so funny when you guys said your North Star was love. Because it is so
No, I'm telling you,
true.
the last five minutes of that episode is like top tier. It's so good.
the last 5 minutes of the episode was you guys circling and circling.
Exactly. I can't tell if it's us like saying the point again or just never getting to the point.
I think it's you guys saying the point again, but like slightly different wording.
We're just rewording it. We're avoiding plagiarism.
Roy's like, I can't find love. And then Miriam's like, love is just not to be found. And Roy's like, I know, right?
Miriam and I enable each other too much.
Yeah. So the trio's back.
Woo.
Do you guys have anything you want to talk about?
No.
I'll say something that was on my mind. I don't know if we'll keep it in the podcast or something. I realized. Okay, this is going to sound really stupid.
I bet it will.
I discovered The Rock.
Like,
you know, the actor.
Like Dwayne?
Dwayne. Yeah. Like, I don't mean like, oh, I never knew who he was. Like, I knew who he was. Saw a bunch of his movies growing up. But I didn't realize what a business mogul this man is.
Yeah.
He's got his own energy drink, his own tequila. He's in like a million movies and has a family with two daughters.
Wasn't he like the highest paid actor in like 2019?
I believe it. Like,
and he acted in like fucking like Journey to the Center of the Earth. Like,
every movie.
Not even like a Quentin Tarantino movie, like a fucking Nickelodeon movie. Like,
he's always in these like weird, like, no, okay, not weird, but like, kid movies, but those do so well.
Cinematic masterpieces, you mean?
Yeah, you're right. Tooth Fairy was a cinematic masterpiece.
Yeah, guys, The Game Plan, such a good movie.
Tooth Fairy, that's funny.
That movie was so good. I love it.
I like that movie.
It was actually really good.
And he works out like a maniac. Wakes up at 4 a.m. and I just like, how does this
and he can sing?
Happen? Yeah. He's just like always a good guy.
He's a jack of all trades.
He's the jack man of all trades. Like,
nice one, Jasmine. Nice.
But yeah, like on his Instagram, always new posts, either promoting a movie he's in, a movie he's producing, a movie, whatever. And then like his cheat meals, and then one day he's in Hawaii, and the other day he's in China.
Wait,
and then,
Jasmine, how much like research have you done? Like,
I went down a rabbit hole. I told you I discovered him. No one's ever heard of this guy.
You hear it
huge.
You guys heard it here first.
Yeah, The Rock is gonna be big.
Literally and figuratively. Jasmine's Dwayne The Rock Johnson stan.
Yeah,
she's on a fan. I really am.
So what are his fans called? Like Little Pebbles or like, you know, like
Pebble Nation.
Yeah, Pebble Nation. Like what are his fans called?
I don't know.
Jasmine, Rock? You're the one who discovered him. Figure it out. You're like the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
I really think pebbles are cute. What's up, my little pebbles? Go buy my new energy drink. Like, I love when people diversify their income. I don't know what it is, but it's like so addicting for me to like follow.
Kevin Hart's like that. He has like so many businesses.
It's so cool. Oh yeah, and The Rock has his own like workout line with Under Armour. Like,
jeez.
Okay,
there he goes.
Insane.
Yeah, well, Jasmine, certified rock stan.
Certified freak. 7 days a week. rock stand 7 days a week.
Oh, God. Anyways. Have we found other things to talk about?
We've been talking
about the rock.
Have you discovered anything?
Oh, nearly died this week.
What?
Yes.
I sent a Snapchat video to Roy after it happened. I was driving. Guys, fun fact, I have really bad road rage.
Like, yeah.
Bad road rage. Uh-huh. I've never, like, gotten out of the car to fight someone, but, like, I will yell in the car and call someone a fucker in the car. I was driving to the mall because I had to go return something. And as I'm driving down the street, whatever, whatever, there's a car in front of me and there's a car in front of that car. But then there's no one in front of the front. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know if that made sense.
Anyways. No, there's two cars in front of you and there's nothing else. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
You can
without indicating, putting on their hazards, the front car, like not the one in front of me, the one in front of them, just slams the brakes. And so obviously everyone else starts slamming the brakes. Mm-hmm. And mind you, like I kept like enough distance, like mm-hmm. when the car I was following. But when someone's braking in the middle of a road, you kind of just think there's someone in front of them and like the, you brake, but then they're going to start going again because mm-hmm. there's no one in front of them. But that didn't happen. They just kept braking and I so slammed the brakes and my car has like, I don't know what, it's like some safety system that like if it gets really close to a car, it'll beep and it'll start braking for you too. So I did that. I didn't hit the car in front of me, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was literally sitting in the car, I'm yelling, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like screaming. And the car in front of me was like honking, like just holding their horn. And then the car that caused the whole thing just goes back and keeps driving.
What?
Didn't like pick someone up, didn't do nothing, didn't turn, didn't put their hazards on, didn't indicate, just broke and then kept going. Like a fucking idiot.
Was it like a new driver?
Oh, I don't know, God. And I don't care. I hope karma comes back to them. I literally had to drive off into a parking lot to check to make sure the front of my car was okay.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I like braked and like I took a second to like figure out what just happened, I'm like memorizing the number plate of the car in front of me and I'm like saying it as I'm driving off into the parking lot. That's funny. But yeah.
At least you got it. So you remember the license plate?
Not anymore. It was an piece of information. Once I realized my car was fine, I like took it out.
Oh, okay.
But
at least,
I was like pretty shaken up the whole rest of the ride. Cause it was like right at the beginning as I was leaving, like the beginning of my drive. And the whole rest of the way to the mall, I was like pretty shaken up. I was like, I was so careful driving. I'm fine. Car's fine.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Like what makes someone like stop the car without it being an emergency, you know?
I don't even know.
Right?
I don't know.
I couldn't even, like, indicate to change lanes because there was a car in the other lane. Thank God no one was behind me.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Or else someone would have hit you in the back, probably. Yeah. Damn. This would never happen in Formula One.
Never.
No one's stopping in Formula One.
I was so mad. So mad. Can't even freaking put it into words. Anyways. That's what happened to me this week.
Almost died check.
Car accident check.
But yeah.
What else?
This is kind of a slow start.
Is that a dog?
Yeah,
we're just Jasmine. Oh.
Oh. That's just me when I'm nervous. When I don't have anything to say. Oh, I could talk about this dog that shit all over our first floor. Poor little doggy has been having tummy issues. So last night, he basically unloaded in our house while we were sleeping and didn't know.
He got shot on.
Yeah, our house is kind of a war zone right now. There's like, my mom put paper towel markings everywhere, like, to indicate, like, where not to step. So it's literally like an obstacle course to get down the stairs.
But was it on hardwood at least, or like?
Nope, carpet. So we're carpet cleaning right now. We have a carpet cleaning machine, so we're doing that.
That is horrible.
Yeah.
Not even on the carpet. Yeah, that changes everything.
Let me let you in on a secret. I think my mom is low-key happy this happened because my sister, she's making my sister clean it because my sister's really gung-ho about getting a dog. So my mom wants to, like, use this as a lesson, like, oh, you That's know, so dogs funny. Shit everywhere. And you have to clean it.
That's funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Parenting 101, haha.
Party hard.
Wait, parenting 101?
Speaking of parenting,
Roya's pregnant.
We're having a baby shower next weekend.
She's Roya. Preggers.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna let us know the gender, or is it gonna be one of those surprises when it comes when you punch it out?
Punch it out. Called Child Protective Services, y'all.
When you excrete it.
Jasmine.
Oh my gosh.
Wrong hole.
I think everyone misses the episode where it's just Miriam and I think
when there was no poo poo pee pee jokes.
I think that was our wait a minute. That's so facts. They only come in when you're here, Jasmine.
Yeah.
You instigator.
The crime humor comes out when I'm here. So one topic we actually planned. What are things you're not looking forward to when you become a parent?
First thing that has to be addressed is giving birth.
Yeah.
You know, we need to start from, like, you know, the very beginning.
Timeline, yeah. Chronological.
That's one thing I'm not looking forward to if I end up giving birth.
Going further back, before birth, when babies are, like, kicking your ribs.
Ooh, yeah.
I was watching, I saw the girl in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I can't remember her name. She posted a video on Instagram. And she goes, I just leaned over to pick up something. And my baby kicked my spine so hard, my back cracked.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not.
Like, that I am not looking forward to.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, they, like, kick your ribs, kick your, like, your bladder.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Yeah. Yes. If we're going chronological, I'm not excited to, like, just, like, puff out everywhere in my body.
Oh, going back Inflate. Even further. Going back even further. I'm not excited to meet a man.
I'm not excited to tell my family. They're gonna be like, "You did that." It's like when a teacher. It's like when you talk to a teacher.
Yeah,
like,
we right had. Yeah,
they're gonna be like, "You did that."
I'm not excited to tell you guys. Oh, Roya.
Ooh, Roya and her boyfriend were trying.
Oh, that's actually so true. It's like when you have a celebrity crush and then you find out, like, they have kids, you're like, that means they've had sex, like, at least once. Which means, like, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I think our parents would be, like, overwhelmed with the joy of having a grandchild, and it would, like, cloud the fact that, like, your child's son to someone.
That's an awkward chat to have.
But imagine
like those, like, weird cravings, or like even when you can't, like, you know, like when you get really pregnant, morning sickness. And apparently it's not only in the morning, they just call it morning.
It's 24/7.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Bro, and when your tummy gets really big and you gotta, like, moisturize it with that stuff.
Stretch marks? Yeah, I don't wanna get stretch marks.
Yeah.
The things women go through, bro.
Yeah, that's actually...
Men could never.
Never.
They literally can't.
They literally get hit in the nuts and they're, like, crying. Dude, have you pushed out a child before?
Have you had a period?
Have you had period cramps? Like, it literally feels like you're being stabbed. Yeah, call me when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, riddle me that.
Yeah. 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 Anyway. Mirv's like the bully and we're like the sidekicks. Yeah.
I instigate everything. I am a bystander.
But yeah, after all the pregnancy stuff, actually giving birth terrifies me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't wait to be a mom. I am so excited for the day where I have my own kids.
But I want to skip over the child.
Yeah, can we, like, fast forward that part?
And, like, the recovery. Like, fast forward that and the recovery. And then, like, when my baby's, like, walking and smiling and is like, mommy, I would just fast forward to them.
When my baby's older and, like, bringing breakfast in bed, okay, then we're good. Now we can press play.
Yeah.
Those are, like, the number one.
Like, birth naturally is horrifying. And it, you know.
It's crazy how people can do that.
Just, like,
it's
the world's largest shit.
You didn't realize it doesn't come out of the same hole that a poop comes out.
But I feel
of
like it's, like, the same idea.
But women do shit themselves when they give birth.
Which, yeah. I would be so embarrassed with, like, a room full of doctors and I shit myself. Are you kidding me?
I love that that's the embarrassing thing. They're, like, staring at your cooter. And
you're like, don't look at me. And you, like, even if I fart, I'm going to be like, oh my God, like, please. Okay, no one heard that, right?
Guys, why do all of our conversations go down this hole?
literally, like, if I'm, when I'm giving birth, if it's, like, the natural way, I'm gonna make him wear earplugs. Just, like, or, like, sign, like, a form, like, we did not hear Jasmine shit. Yeah,
NDA. Can't breathe. But, yeah, giving birth terrifies me.
Okay, now let's move on to when the baby is actually born.
Wait, one more thing.
Oh, my gosh. Even,
like, we're going natural. Like, that's horrifying in its own way. But a C-section?
Oh, don't. I don't.
When you're, like, putting my organs in different bowls so you can find my
child. Stop.
Okay. Also, remember, don't quote us, but I'm pretty sure that's what they do.
Guys.
Jasmine.
I think like, we gotta move on. We gotta move on.
One more thing.
I'm just hanging out at your phones.
Just think, like, all the women before, like, never had like epidurals. Like there were women who had to like give birth with no painkiller.
Before the advancements of technology of medical science.
So many of them would die.
They would die in childbirth. And like, but think about it. Like their whole life goal was to procreate. Mm-hmm. They were given, like they were pumping out babies like it was nobody's business. And there was they were just like not taking any painkillers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I got my wisdom teeth out and I was freaking on Advil till like the cows came home. But like, I can't imagine.
You got four teeth removed and you were like out of commission for like,
literally
a week. These women pump out a baby and then next day they're like tending to their carrots for the harvest.
Women, but childbirth is a beautiful thing. That's what people say. It's hard to believe, but apparently it's a beautiful thing.
No, I think, like, when people say childbirth is a beautiful thing, it's the same thing as saying, like, a bird shitting on you is, like, good luck. Like, just to make you feel better. It is so horrifying to see a human come out of another human.
Stop. Okay. Let's move on.
I think this whole podcast is going to be me wheezing.
But love you, Mom. Thank you.
Shout out.
Love you, sister.
Okay, so Ray, you said you want to move out from childbirth.
Yeah.
To what?
Move out from childbirth?
move. Yeah, I don't know why I said like that. Like, my mouth is like, I feel like I've been like sedated or something.
How about after childbirth? After.
You're right, the baby's first shit, which apparently is like liquid. That's what I bring to the table, man.
You'll have a lot of experience from that dog.
In it, bruv. Let's just diaper changing. Let's get that out of the way.
That's what the husband is gonna do.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure when my little brother was born, I think my older sister was. So I was 10 at the time of my little brother was born. So she was 12. So like, maybe if like later on, like she, I vividly remember her changing his diaper, and I was like, wow. Could not be me.
That's impressive. Like, that's pretty young.
Yeah, Rosanna's a responsible... She's a responsible older child.
I don't think... I would just be laughing the whole time. Like, this is like, crazy!
Also, if you have a boy, when you take off their diaper, you have to, like, put something on top of their...
The PPTP.
So they don't pee everywhere.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
That's wild.
Oh, another thing. Baby's belly buttons. Ugh.
Yeah, when they fall out, when the
umbilical cord falls out. It's disgusting. I remember my sister's horrifying. Looked like giant, like, rotten raisin.
Leave it there.
Okay, at least we got that out of the
way. Where's my publicist? Stop speaking.
Breastfeeding? Bro, breastfeeding?
Oh. Just chomping at the bit. Literally.
If people leave during this while they're listening to this, I don't blame you.
This episode's off the rails.
Sounds painful.
I'll use a breast.
I get a wet nurse.
Yeah.
What's that?
Those are like women who breastfeed for you. I don't know if they still exist. They definitely still exist. But I know, like, in the royal family, or, like, for, like, really rich people way back in the day, they'd have wet nurses.
Or it's, like, people that can't breastfeed themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's, like, before baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
I know some women, like, some women just never get milk. But
she needs some milk.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. but yeah, so those are things I'm not looking forward to.
It's so crazy that just milk comes out of there. What the heck?
Like, I think honestly, the female body is crazy. Like, we can just grow humans.
Okay, you don't know. Here's a crazy story. So,
like, if a guy ever, like, shits on you, or if anyone's ever rude to you, be like, can you grow a human being? Yeah, that's what I thought. Just shut the fuck up.
And milk it. But there was this woman hockey player who's, like, she's playing in the playoffs, so she's in a bubble. So she was separated from her, like, infant child, and she got COVID. The mother got COVID. And what ended up happening was she said her breast milk, like, turned kind of yellow. Ooh. Because it had the antibodies in the milk. Because the body sensed that, like, the body knew she had COVID. So it was, like, pumping antibodies for the baby to drink.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? And, like, cool. It's not just with COVID. It's, like, any, like, disease. Like, breast milk can, like, transform to, like, give your baby, like, antibodies.
Superpowers.
Bro, yeah.
Women are crazy.
It's wild.
Wait, that's actually
also
cool.
I was watching a documentary, and apparently, like, when you're, like, pregnant, any, like, sickness or, like, disease or anything that you've had that required antibodies to, like, kind of get rid of it, it gets transferred to your baby, like, through your umbilical cord.
That's, like, I don't understand. Whoa. Like,
and damn. Also, like, when if a, like, a new a mother who's, like, breastfeeding just hears a baby cry, like, they'll start, like, lactating.
Oh my god.
Because they think it's like a baby
response.
They need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
It's a joke in The Office when, like, this, like, kind of, like, perverted guy, like, the girl comes back from maternity leave and he starts crying at her because he
ew.
Wants to see her lactate.
Ew.
He's like, wah! It's so
ew.
Funny.
Ew. But, I don't know. Women are crazy. That's insane that the human body,
like,
can do that.
Who even came up with this stuff?
God.
Like,
God.
God. Seriously.
Damn.
You're big doing ups. Wonders, big man.
Big ups, God.
Shut up, God.
We just shout out of the week, and this week, God.
Influencer of the week.
Stop this, guys. I can't do this anymore.
He's so underrated. We should really be talking about him more.
He deserves more, like, more respect, more brand
deals, put some
more clout.
His name.
More clout. Damn. I mean, darn. Fast forward to, like, one of your child's, like, actually, like, walking and talking.
I'm not looking forward to the yelling, screaming phase or when they wake
twos.
You up at night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When they woke up at night, they're like, mommy, I vomited.
No, go clean it, babe. No, before that, when they're, like, kids, like, babies, and they just scream.
They're terrible twos? Or even younger?
Even younger. Just, like, when they go to bed, and then, like, you know how, like, so many mothers have to, like, wake up five times in the night to soothe the baby. Holy.
A lot of people just make their kids sleep alone, like, from a really young age.
Yeah.
That's what
I feel
I would
like
do,
I wouldn't
be
able to do that.
But then still, it's like, if I hear my baby crying in the,
oh,
the
no, if they're
room.
Crying, I'll go, like, get
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah,
but, like, you're gonna get your own room, babe. You ain't sleeping next to me forever. Sorry about it. Tough love, eh?
Fast forward, Miriam. Miriam's kid is 7 years old and still sleeping in a crib, like, next to
me. My child would not be like that. I don't even want to sleep with someone in my bed. Like, I think about it, I'm like, I'm gonna have to sleep with my husband one day. Like, what the fuck?
You're like,
like, I don't get my own bed?
You're like, okay, husband, here's an idea. Bunk beds.
It's like
or two
a residence
twin
room.
Size,
yeah, or two twin size beds right next to each other with a meter distance.
Yeah.
And a curtain dividing you two. what are those things? Like a privacy
screen?
Yeah. Modesty.
Modesty.
What? I don't know.
I mean, if you have a baby, modesty's out the window.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But yeah. Oh.
What I'm not looking forward to, like, when my child starts going to school, if my child's the bully. Not a good look.
If your child's the victim.
That's also not a good look.
Yeah. Both.
I'm so scared. What if my child has no friends?
Yeah,
that's
gonna
I know. Be so sad.
I'm gonna feel like a failure if my kid has no friends.
And, like, how do you control that?
You can't. Yeah, if my kid's the weird kid.
If my kids pick their nose at school.
Oh.
That'll be
if
awful.
My kid's the one that, like, plays with bugs.
If my kid is, like, Jasmine, ooh.
You guys are describing me.
Oh, you just caught on? Okay, one thing I think we've already spoken about this before. Was on podcast? I don't know. But, like, it's, like, when your friends start having kids, it's, like, I want my kid to be friends with my kid's friends. But then it's, like, do you plan around that? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. The dilemma. It's, like, because I want our kids to be, like, close in age. I want our kids to be friends. But, like, I don't want to plan.
Hey guys, so let me know what you guys are doing on Tuesday, because me and my husband are gonna go start having a baby.
Absolutely not.
Because I know my parents, like, their friends have, we not around the same age, like, they didn't plan it to be that way, but, like,
it just happened.
Yeah. And we have a pretty big age range, like, the youngest is like 14 and the oldest like 25, but, like, we're all friends because, like, we grew up together. So I feel like as long as you stick them together from the moment they're young, it'll work, like, even if they're kind of older, different.
Yeah, I hope all of our kids are friends.
They better get along. Watch Roy's kid be the weird one. We like just talk shit about Roy's kid.
Hey, I have so much. My kid's gonna be great.
A mini me.
How could they not be great?
She's not gonna be like able to like get along with other kids because she'll be like, you guys can't read at an eighth grade level.
You guys can't do long division.
My kid, oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna be that mom that puts my kid in like Kumon spirit.
Oh my god, your kid's gonna be a kid who plays cello and like piano.
I'm gonna have a free range kid.
My kid's gonna know how to play chess by like grade 3.
Make him watch Queen's Gambit. This is gonna be you.
Yeah, study it.
Okay?
I'm gonna be such a tiger mom.
Oh my god, Miriam's so gonna have a placemat with the multiplication
like, yes, you will.
Table.
I had one as a kid.
Of course you did.
I had the ones where it's like you could color them.
Oh, it's like the multiplication
ones
table.
That we colored. That's what I had.
I did not.
I don't think
my parents
had placemats. My mom had a CD that played this multiplication like song.
You know what? I'm gonna give my kid a Wii. Wiis are so fun.
Roy's kid's gonna be a gamer.
Wii Sports.
Roy's kids are gonna be Twitch streamers.
I'm gonna box with my kids on Wii Sports.
Oh my god. Okay, so Roy's kids are gonna be gamers. Miriam's kids are gonna be nerds. And I feel like mine are gonna be like really athletic.
You're really athletic?
Yeah. I'm like super like athletic.
You're gonna be training your kids.
Yeah, I'll be like, if you don't make it to the Olympics, like, find a
get out of my house. You know what, okay, I think my parenting style would probably be based off my parents. I had a multiplication placemat, and every summer I was given one of those math books.
Oh, I had the, did you have the one where it's like English, social studies, science?
Yeah. I never did the math. That's really? Probably why I suck at it.
You know what book I had that I treasured?
What?
It was a Connect the Dots book.
I remember I would have to do English math one day and then science social studies the next. And I really loved the science social study ones because those were always shorter and they were easier. Mm-hmm. And with the math, I would always just check the back for the answers.
I just hope my kid is like, I don't know, like how my parents raised us, how it's like, yeah, I care about like be a good student, but like, you know, try your best.
My parents were more like, my parents would always say like, if you want to be, so they're like, be whatever you want. Like, if you want to be a dancer, be a dancer. If you want to be a doctor, whatever. We're not going to tell you what you should be. They're like, but what they would say is like, be the best.
I was like, yeah, that's nice.
They'd always say like, be at the top of your game. I was like, okay.
Okay.
While you're making like a little like plastic bead necklace. Okay.
Like, no, but I never did like those creative things as a kid. I'm just not a creative person. Like, I did dance, but that stopped at, like, a young age, and then I never really played sports. I was always, like, academic focused, and then my parents made me do those math books, but they would never check it.
Really?
Ironically, they'd be like, have it done by tomorrow night. They'd never check.
I feel like, as a kid, I was a very, like, you know, like, I kind of did, not everything, but I did, like, I would draw with my siblings, or I'd run around, or... like, I'd play games on the computer with, like, my cousins. Like, I don't know. I was a very, like, yeah, I just did what I want. Like, moved around. Tried piano. Quit. Tried violin. Quit. Like, my mom was pretty chill about everything.
I want to put my kids in tennis, though. And tennis? Golf. I want to put my kids
in tennis and golf. Oh, what, country club sports?
Yeah, my kids are going to be such elitists.
I'm going to take my kids to all those, like, library events, you know? That whenever the library hosts. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm going to take them to every single one. Like, I had a supervisor meeting.
Everybody goes with a flask.
I had a supervisor meeting and we were chilling in like this market in the place that I live, and it was this open space with a bunch of chairs, so we were doing our meeting like, you know, outside enjoying the breeze, and then like a bunch of people came and they're like, oh sorry, like we have an event going on at like 10:30, like you guys are gonna have to move. So we're like, oh yeah, sure. So then when the meeting was over, I was passing it was like a little like read along, like a story time. So a bunch of like kids brought their like their kids, and they had like a storyteller with all these like props, and I was like, I want to go to story time.
Those are so really cute. I love it when it's happening at the library. Yeah,
I will take my kid to all these little fun events. That's one thing I want to do.
How are you gonna deal with Santa?
My parents, it's like for us, because we always celebrated Christmas Eve with like our family, then mm-hmm. When we'd go home, we opened our gifts. So like I knew Santa, but it's like, I knew it's like, and my parents would write.
Oh,
like,
you knew Santa personally?
Yeah. I knew personally. But like my parents would write on the gift, like from mom or like mom and papa. Like they always write that. So it's like, as a kid, it was never like, oh my God, someone's like Santa. It was just like, oh yeah, like we had a party with my cousins and now I'm going home to open my gifts, you know?
Mm-hmm. What did your parents do, Jasmine?
Santa was not exactly like very flaky. He'd come some years and some years he wouldn't. There's one year I remember I was like in grade 3 and my mom was like, yeah, Santa's not coming this year. And I was like, what?
He's scared to commit.
Yeah. So it was like he wasn't very, I didn't really believe, like I kind of believed in him, but like he just wouldn't always come to my house. I didn't really care about that. But a funny story, when I was really young, like, my parents wanted me to, like, go to a mall Santa, you know, for the picture.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom said, like, they had to, like, train me. Like, to not be, like, scared of this guy. Like, mm-hmm. and to, like, be able to, like, sit on his lap and smile. And the picture, like, there's one that's really cute. Don't mean to brag. But there's another one where I'm literally, like, bursting in tears on this, like, man's lap.
And I think that's arguably better.
I feel like those are always more fun.
Like, I as much as I want cute pictures of my kid, I want, like, really funny ones, too. Like, we have a bunch of funny pictures of my little brother, and I'm like, oh, he's gonna be so happy when he's older.
Yeah, those are the best.
That's funny. I remember, like, when I was a kid, my parents would tell us it was Santa, like, who was leaving. First of all, we're not even Christian or Catholic, so I don't know why we're celebrating Christmas. It was more so, like, when we went to school, like, we weren't, like, the ones that were left out, because we didn't mm-hmm. celebrate when we came back from, like, winter break. But my parents would, like, they would, like, you know, like, little cards, like, on a gift bag.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would write, like, to Miriam from Santa, but it would be in her handwriting.
Like, and obviously, she wouldn't try to mask it.
Like, I have older brothers, so, like, obviously they knew, and they're going to tell me, like, oh, Miriam, like, that's not Santa. But we figured it out pretty young. But also, like, you know how you leave out, like, milk and cookies for Santa?
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that.
We would leave out beer.
That's so funny.
So when my dad got home from work, he would just have a beer. We'd leave out beer. Or I don't know if it was like a beer, but it was like some form of alcohol and cookies.
Aww. I never cookies and milk.
It's like, there's just so many things that, like, I'm like, man, I hope I do to my kids, or like I want to do for my kids. Like when I was younger, you know, like peek-a-poos, like you would put in the $2 and you get the little toy. So like we love them. Like it went to the point where, like, at Farsi school, the reason why we made like our family friends that we're still friends with to this day is because we would trade peek-a-poos. Or it's like, and we have like lanyards of them. It was like a weapon. It was like we had so many.
Were you the person in elementary school who had it on their bag?
No, I didn't put them on my bag because I was too scared I was gonna lose them.
But I remember there was someone who like had them all on their bag.
See, that's a symbol of status. But
symbol of wealth.
Yeah, think about
it. Privilege.
If they have like 10 of them, that's $2 each.
Yeah.
$1, right? But yeah, so we love them as kids. Like, we were so obsessed with them. We love collecting them, like, all of that. So my dad.
Peek-a-poos.
So my dad.
Such a funny name.
Like, because he would always come home and he'd open the door and he'd be like, I'm home. Like, that's what he would say. But before that, or no, he'd be like, I'm home. And he's like, go to your rooms. And we'd go to our rooms and there would always be a peek-a-poo in our bed. Since we didn't know how he'd do it. Cause like,
yeah, how did he do it?
How would he sneak into the house and do it before? So like, I think later on, like when we got older, he told us and we're like, why did he tell us? Cause I think he'd just sneak into the house.
Oh, so you'd sneak in, put them in your room. And you guys wouldn't notice?
Well, I don't know, we were dumb kids.
And then, damn, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, and then he'd come through the door and he'd be like, I'm home. And then we just, like, collect a bunch of peek-a-poos. And it went to the point where, you guys know, like, Pacific Mall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you were allowed to, like, trade your peek-a-poos there. Because there's people who would have the whole set. Mm-hmm. So I remember, like, I think we would go there sometimes. And they had, like, a bunch of machines there to, like, collect the rare peek-a-poos. And, like, I don't know. It's, like, so much of my childhood is based on peek-a-poos. Like, my childhood friend, who's coincidentally also named Jasmine, the reason why we became friends is because A, we were on the same bus, and B, we'd like sit next to each other and play with our peek-a-poos. Like, when we'd put our like bags on our laps and it would create like, you know, little folds in the bag, it'd be like little homes for our peek-a-poos, and we'd play. Yeah, so like so much of my childhood is centered around these little toys.
Around a peek-a-poo. Yeah. You owe your life. Right, that yeah, you so have like, right now to a peek-a-poo.
So like, yeah, when I have a kid, I hope, like, I do that or, like, my husband does that.
I like that, when your dad hides them. Like, that's really cute.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little miracle.
Like, I had, like, a pink pillow, with, like, that was R, so he'd always hide it in, like, the, you know, like, the little hole in the R. Mm-hmm. He'd, like, put it in there. So, like, I'd run to my room and, like, grab it.
Yeah, that's cute.
Right? So, I hope I do that or like my husband does that.
What can I say? So wholesome fun.
Wholesome. Wow. Yeah. We do it all on this podcast.
We talk about
like babies like shitting themselves. And then some wholesome peek-a-poo content.
Yeah. So honestly, when someone proposes to me, like instead of having like a ring box, make it like a peek-a-poo, like one of the little eggs that it comes in. I'll say yes. Like, propose to me with a peek-a-poo, and I think I'd actually cry.
Do they still have them? I'm gonna Google.
Like, they're rare. They're rare. Real?
What if? Do you still have that pillow with the R?
Maybe, maybe not. I might be,
if
like,
you do,
someone.
The ring is in there, like, with a peek-a-poo. God. That'd be so cute.
It's like, I low-key want to start finding those machines again, because I want more peek-a-poos. Because, like, basically what happened to our peek-a-poos is we let our little brother play with them, so it's like they're kind of messed up now.
He's like the kid I think he wrote Toy Story who like mutilates the toys.
Oh yeah, that
oh my god, you can buy a bunch for $7 on Kijiji.
Okay, I'm gonna buy that.
But you have it's from Saskatoon, but you have to pay for shipping.
Ooh, that could be kind of expensive.
I don't know, but they're really light and they're small, so I don't think it'd be that much.
Okay, no, I'm actually gonna buy them then.
Actually,
you don't understand. Yeah, I love peek-a-poos.
Posted 15 days ago.
You don't understand how much like I love them.
So, I'm not sure if it's all of them, but there's a picture and there's a bunch.
Yeah, so guys, if you ever want to impress me, if you ever want to impress me, then buy me peek-a-poos.
I wanted them as a kid. My mom would never let me buy them. I remember having one, but I don't remember where I got it from.
Oh, no, like whenever we'd see a machine, we'd be like, Papa!
I remember there was one at Walmart. There was a machine at Walmart, I remember so clearly, next to the shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like where they had like the gum,
I think
the gumball
still there.
Machines.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to ask my mom.
Those gumballs have been there probably for
so
decades.
So gross. So gross. I never got any of the candy because I knew.
Oh my
I
God.
Knew better as a child.
Okay, you can buy 56 peek-a-poos for $80. Or you can buy one for $5.
I'm actually going to buy them, not going to lie.
I actually kind of want one, but I don't want to pay that much for them.
I'm going to ask my mom to see if she knows where our old ones are. Because I
want to. Can I buy one from you?
No.
Okay.
And, like, with my fatty paycheck, I'm actually going to treat myself. Like, I'm not going to buy, like, you know, all the things I have on my, like, shopping carts on all these different, like, things. I'm going to buy myself a pack of peek-a-poos.
You're not going to buy groceries. You're not going to buy
pay
water.
Rent.
You're just going to buy peek-a-poos.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, that's the weight of my heart. Do you guys remember when the Happy Meal toys for McDonald's were those, like, bears?
Yeah, the TY dolls. With the red heart tag?
Yeah, I know the red heart tag, but I don't know if those bears were with them, but I think I have, like, almost a complete set of them. And I was I could probably sell them.
They're worth a lot of money now. So are Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Pokemon cards are worth so much.
I have a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, but I'm probably never going to sell
them. I have boxes and boxes. But yeah, I'm probably never going to sell them. But yeah, so.
For the right price.
So there's you guys. So I collected peek-a-poos. Did you guys collect anything else? And before Jasmine says anything, did you collect bugs, Jasmine?
Okay, let me explain. I didn't collect, I just had buckets and I would put worms in them.
Okay. He's a little fisherman.
And then I put dirt and it'd be my own little ecosystem. And then those buckets would grow these huge weeds. And I felt farmer. Farmer. You know, those yellow flower weeds?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it just grew from the bucket, yeah. And I was like, damn, I did that.
I grew a weed.
Like Jasmine.
Yeah. If my kids like Jasmine, count me out.
Hey, I was very into nature, okay?
You were... Yeah.
You were Mother Nature.
Did you collect anything else, rocks? Oh, you'd definitely be a rock kid.
I collected rocks.
Of course.
But actually, another thing about the worm, I would have, containers of them. And one of my dad's friends had, issues with his lawn. It kept dying. So my dad literally gave some of my worm buckets away to help, fertilize his lawn. So I was basically part of, a worm trading industry.
That's kind of funny. Entrepreneur.
But yeah, I collected rocks. I still collect hockey cards, coins.
Oh, I was talking about this at work yesterday. I was at cash and we were looking at the coins and I was like, I feel like everyone went through a mini coin collecting phase or somewhat where you would see a coin, you'd be like, wow, this is so pretty. This is so cool. And you would keep it. I think I had a separate piggy bank or I'd put them somewhere to differentiate them. But I think everyone went through a mini phase of that.
Now that there's no pennies, I was collecting pennies. I have one from 1946.
Whoa.
Don't mean to brag or anything.
Coin collector. Coin collection check. How about you, Miriam?
Imagine making a TikTok about the coins you collect. That's your whole thing.
Miriam, did you collect anything?
As a kid, I don't think so. But I remember in high school, I went through a phase of collecting on the TTC, you got these train transfers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would it has the date on it and what train station you were at. And on the back, I would write what I did that day.
Oh, I love that.
That's scrapbooking material.
I wanted to put it in a frame and a clear frame. So you see
both sides.
Cause I had one from the 1st of January.
Aw.
And I was going to keep them all. I still have them. I've never put them in a frame, but I don't really take the train anymore. Cool. So
fair.
But when I go back downtown, then maybe I will.
I think I'm low-key a hoarder. I love, that kind of stuff, Miriam. Those, little memory bits. I'm such a sucker for those.
Really? That's why I started, a diary. It's not really a scrapbook, but it's, for example, when I got vaccinated, I took the bus to get there. So then I kept, the transfer I got, and I stuck it in the diary.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, now...
You have to.
I'm trying to, contain my hoarding, you know? make sure my... the things that I am hoarding actually do have a meaning, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have so many, memory boxes.
Yeah, I have a big one at home. When it's, I probably kept, the most dumb things, I could just throw away, but...
I keep it...
But you can't!
But I can't, because they're memories!
Exactly!
I keep, plane tickets, concert tickets.
Oh, I know, that's kind of a stuff. Fair one,
That yeah. you should, that you have to. You must.
And, yeah.
You should do a ticket wall. If you do one for your train stuff, you could do one for, all the concerts or something.
Yeah. They're all, One Direction concerts. Five of them are One Direction concerts. I've been to so many One Direction concerts. I honestly can't imagine going back to a concert.
Me neither.
They're so much fun. You love being there, but, I can't imagine going back to a concert.
Yeah, I can't believe... imagine being in a crowd of people.
A stadium.
Now. Yeah.
That's kind of weird. That's
wild. Kind of gross, even without COVID.
Just being in the same air, breathing the same air as lots of people.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Or being in a packed train.
Ooh. No.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know. Justin, are you? Oh, yeah. Luke, tell us after. That's an after podcast kind of chat.
We're like dying down.
Yeah.
I sense it.
We are with sobering up from our other conversations.
Yeah, like that.
Now we're talking about coins.
Actually killed me.
Can't wait to give birth.
But one more thing I'm not looking forward to, just to wrap it up, about being a parent, is letting my child win anything. Because I'm a really competitive person. Like, I try to hide that. Like, I don't like competitive people, so I try to, like, tone it down, but, like, sometimes it comes out of me.
You are who you hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, anything from, like, snakes and ladders to, like, a foot race. I can't, like, lose to my child. That's so embarrassing.
What you need to tell your child, you have to know the losses to know what it, like, to feel the highs.
Exactly. I want to teach my child about life. But, like, here's, like, an example of when I couldn't contain. Like, I couldn't be the bigger person. Was it with,
like, a younger cousin?
It was when I was in high school. I was volunteering at this, like, child summer camp. Arts and crafts camp. And these are, like, I was with, like, 5 and 6 year olds. Okay.
Oh, so my gosh.
Really young kids. And at recess, they wanted to race me. And I was like, okay. So we're going to run from one line to a tree and back. So I went into it knowing I had to let them win. So I let them win. And these kids started talking so much smack. They were like, oh, my God, we blamed you. Like, you're so slow. Like, we crushed you, blah, blah, blah. And it got to me. I was like, oh, yeah, let's do a rematch. So we did a rematch. And I ran so fast. It's so there and back. By the time they got there, I was already back. And I was like, yes! Like, take that, sucker! Like, in my head. And then I instantly realized, like, what I did. And I was like, oh my god, you're so dumb. Like, you really couldn't just let these 6-year-olds have it. Children. Yeah. So, it's gonna be tough when I have a kid.
And they probably went home crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of you.
Because yeah, I ran so friggin' fast. I felt like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, maybe one of them is going to become, like, a pro, like, runner. And, like, you're the origin story, Jasmine.
Yeah. In the Olympics, they'll be like, I remember when I was, kid at summer camp. And someone told me I couldn't run fast.
Just start swearing at the kids. Like, you're so slow.
That's not swearing, babe.
I didn't want to say it. But, yeah. I can't imagine that. Like, even in, like, checkers, I'd be just smoking my kid.
But, for example, like, when my little brother was growing up, like, he was really competitive. He would generally get mad when he would lose. So I feel like sometimes you have to lose so that they can, like, not always get angry
over the fact that they're constantly losing. Mm-hmm. When people get angry
if you constantly beat them down, Jasmine, you know, like, I feel like nothing good will come out of that. Sometimes you just gotta take the L.
I guess. It's gonna be tough. I just won't play anything with them.
Wait, when we're older and we all have kids, can we, like, host, like, mini Olympics between our kids?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, those egg races where you put egg on a spoon?
Little, like, backyard, like, events. Can we? Mm-hmm. We'll have, like,
my kid's gonna be able to do much better cartwheels than your kids. My kid's gonna be able to do a round off.
I'm gonna move. I'm gonna make my kid do a flip. You know the audio? Do a flip!
Roy, is your kid gonna know how to swim?
No, yeah, they will.
You make it like a thing where your family can't swim?
No, I'm gonna make sure that my husband knows how to swim. So that, like, worst comes to worst, at least my husband can save my kids in water, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a criteria for me. Must be able to swim. I should do, like, a swim test, but I have no idea how to judge it, but I just watch them swim in a pool.
They're like, pretend I'm drowning. Now save me.
So funny.
Oh my god, Roy goes on a date with a checkboard, a checklist. Like, can you swim? Do you like peekaboos?
Will you buy me peekaboos? Will you go to the ends of the earth to find me a peekaboo? That's the question.
Which one's the best peekaboo?
Yeah. Kids.
Gotta love them.
They're the future.
Well, yeah. I love how this conversation just, like, it's dead.
dead.
Beat a dead horse.
Just beating it. It's not coming back to life.
Nope.
Any, I recently saw last... a
TikTok on how they changed a horseshoe.
Wow.
Just thought I'd share that with everyone.
Yeah, Mir's kid's gonna be the weird one.
Your kid is gonna be the horse girl.
I saw on TikTok and I watched the full thing. I was like, whoa, I didn't know they did that.
And y'all roast me?
Oh my god, Mir was coming out of the closet. Yeah, well,
I don't gallop on all fours, babe.
Whoa. I don't gallop. This is the same thing as us making the shit jokes on you.
Why is fruit slandered?
Mir's coming out of the closet as a horse girl.
I just hit a fruit fly with my lip balm.
With your vape? Because Mir'm vapes?
Vapes? Mir'm vapes.
My lip balm?
Mir'm vapes? I heard vape, Justin. Did you hear vape?
I heard vape.
Okay. Y'all need to get your hearing checked.
Yeah, so Roya prances in the halls when she's home alone, and Mir'm vapes.
Mine's not weird. Mine's very normal for people to do. But I don't do it.
Yeah, but I feel like one's better than the other in terms of, like, health.
Health. I don't know. Galloping could be pretty bad for your back.
But you get your steps in.
How do you know? How do you know this, right? Got him!
Nice. That was good.
Roy's like, but the saddle is kind of like a weight vest, so I'm really burning a lot of calories.
Oh, God. All right.
The horseshoe video that you watched, Mir, was made by Roya.
Justin, I just know your kid's going to be weird.
I don't know. Based on this conversation, you guys are going to waste.
Justin, just go marry.
Yeah.
You're yelling that name out.
I won't.
If I marry him, Mir's marrying the other guy.
What are you talking before? I didn't fucking say anything.
No, because they're both instances of us, like, misunderstanding.
Oh,
okay. The line, yeah.
Yeah, and
but it's okay because he wants to get to know you more.
Roy's gonna marry the guy she went and watched Ponyo with.
It was not Ponyo.
What was it?
I don't know. Saying
50 Shades.
Do I cut the this whole part out? Movie.
It was Ponyo, Roy.
It wasn't.
It was Ponyo.
No, it was another Studio Ghibli movie. It was not Ponyo.
Ponyo? I can't name another one.
Damn.
Oh. Something. No.
Damn, you guys don't know.
No.
Anyways, Roya's gonna marry him. She went to his house.
Yeah.
Roya went to his house.
Ooh.
Do I keep this in? Didn't you meet like his siblings?
Ooh.
Ooh, Roya met the family.
I didn't, but yeah.
Cool. Anyways, bam. I'm gonna marry Gilbert.
I don't even know what to cut and what to keep in at this point.
This episode's been a roller coaster, but every episode's a roller coaster with us. Blah.
I don't know what to name this.
Parenting woes.
Cooters, kids coming out of cooters.
No, not that. Definitely not that.
Motherhood. Needs some milk.
Motherhood. Mary needs some milk. That's good. Mir'm and milk, enemies to lovers.
We barely talked about me and milk. We just talked about parenting.
We talked about breast milk, but yeah.
Yeah, but not about me.
Milk.
Time to milk Mir'm.
I hated that too.
I'll cut that out.
That's been our episode. Thank you for listening. Still here, you're a real trooper.
Final statement for this episode.
I'd love to get all of you get to know all of you so much more.
Milk.
Milk.
That's the final statement. Milk? Everyone loves milk.
Not me.
You sure?
Except for Mir'm's insides. Okay, bye guys.